The American landscape has been the source of stories since the creation myths of the Iroquois nation.
In the beginning, the daughter of the creator of Earth was impregnated by the west wind. While in the womb, her twins fought as to who would be born first. The left-handed twin refused to be born the usual way, and instead tried to force himself out of his mother's armpit.
Natives applied the first layers of story laid down in the landscape of North America, where place has always been the source of stories. Stories piled upon stories, stacked high on the back of the Iroquois' turtle of creation. For all natives, the stories were the maps of the places around them. But in our time, we carry maps on our phones, and they tell us where to go, but omit the stories that might slow us down as we rush around under strict orders from GPS commands. This omission is the driver behind a project called Atlas Obscura, a map of journeys across America that commands us to slow down and take the trip of Robert Pirsig in the book Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, or Kerouac's book On the Road, or Tom Wolfe's book The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test, and many others. It's the ultimate literary website, and freelance writer Richard Kreitner is a contributor, along with mapmaker Stephen Melendez, who created the map. Richard, what do you see out there, out the window, when you travel across the country?
I see vast expanses that it's surprising to find are still one country, and refreshing to, you know, relearn that they are.
And books that go from one end of the country to the other, literary creations that are legendary, that have places associated with them that people need to see.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I've taken many road trips by myself with a bunch of these in my back pocket, and they're a great guide to the United States.
And I've got a clip that I want to play for you, because I suspect this story, this kind of crazy story, is in your anthology, right?
You're going to need plenty of legal advice before this thing is over.
Oh, yeah.
As your attorney, I advise you to rent a very fast car with no top. Tape recorder for special music. A couple of cool shirts. Blows my weekend. Naturally, I'm going to have to go with you. We're going to have to arm ourselves to the teeth.
Well, why not? I mean, if things worth doing, we're doing right.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Not on the map.
It's not on the map.
No, because I figured that the drive from L.A. to Las Vegas was too short. I was looking for kind of vast, expansive ones.
And much of the trip there was taken with substances.
Yeah, the trip is metaphysical more than geographical.
Chemical, in fact.
Yeah.
So what kinds of trips did you choose, thinking in terms of the vast expanse that was possible in North America?
Sure. Well, I wanted narratives that were kind of in the first person. So it's one person, either in fiction, like On the Road, or nonfiction, like Cheryl Strayed's Wild, where they're describing the landscape as it kind of unfolds before them. So the Lolita, for instance, didn't make the cut because the road trip sections are not in chronological order. They're all helter-skelter. You can't map that. So I just wanted a clean narrative across the landscape where you could see, most importantly to me at least, how the different authors intersected and how they described the same place at different times in different or similar ways.
And you can read your way across the country in these narratives. You can actually hop in the vehicle or the motorcycle and go to those places and read as you go.
Exactly. Or across time as well. My favorite part is like when in Salt Lake City, you have an intersection of Mark Twain, Jack Kerouac, and Ted Conover, a journalist who rode the rails with hobos.
Sure.
And to see the different ways that they describe the mountains around Salt Lake City, to me, is like a whole history of American literature and indeed the country.
What do the intersections tell you?
They tell me that, it's in the details. It's in the way, the different ways that they describe it. So,
because the places don't change over that time, really.
Well, they do. I mean, Salt Lake City did change from the 1860s to the 1980s. And the ways in which American writers describe those changes is telling. I mean, Twain uses this illustrious, grand language to describe the mountains and the heavens. And Kerouac is describing, that's Dean Moriarty's birthplace, Salt Lake City. So he's describing Dean Moriarty emerging bedraggled many years ago. It's like a whole mid-century American thing. And then Ted Conover is describing this post-industrial landscape of factories and forgotten industry. And that says something about 1980s America.
And, in the shadow of the Mormon temples, actually.
Right.
The book Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance is very much about landscape and place and not human settlements, but a physical landscape and an interior story that's going on at the same time. How did you decide to choose that one?
Well, I read that one on the road many years ago as well, so it was a natural, and everyone loves that book. A lot of the books and a lot of the descriptions of landscape are sort of, I'm glad you said that, are kind of descriptions of internal landscapes and emotional states. And that's also very interesting when you trace the lines across the map.
I mean, part of what I think about when I look at this project is that people don't necessarily travel across the country in the way that they used to in the 20th century.
Absolutely. This is definitely a piece of propaganda to get people to travel across the country. In the intro for the map on the website House Obscura, I quote this 1865 travel book, which I think is maybe one of the first American cross-country travel books. And it's by a guy named Samuel Bowles, an old Massachusetts newspaper editor. And he says something like, "There is no such knowledge of the nation as comes from traveling its vast extent and meeting its purposeful people." And I think that that's true. And I think that many of our kind of social and political difficulties and the great assortment of people into red states and blue states, or red areas and blue areas of the states, has a lot to do with the fact that we see Thailand before we see Tennessee.
When did you take your first trip across the country, and how meaningful was it for you?
It was very meaningful. 10 years ago, a road trip with my dad to California. He did a lot of train travel in the 70s by himself. And then 4 years after that, I did my own first solo jaunt. And I've done that around 8 times.
Car, motorcycle?
No, I wish motorcycle.
Rails?
Mostly rails. Twice by car with my girlfriend. We did a 4-month road trip.
And you were still speaking by the end?
Yeah, still speaking today.
Still speaking today? Excellent. Richard Kreitner, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Richard Kreitner is an archivist for The Nation magazine and a freelance writer. He helped create a map of literary journeys across America for Atlas Obscura.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.